I see you. Yes, we see you, China. Folks, wait till you see this thumbnail. I'm going to put Godzilla tearing up Taiwan. Oh, man, folks, this is crazy. I told you they're going to make a move before November, and they got to work quick. They got to work fast, and it looks like they are. Oh, boy. You are not so sneaky anymore. We are all watching you. And, you know, it's all mental games right now. You know that they're surrounding them. Can you imagine how the Taiwanese feel right now? Just exhausted mentally. It's all intimidation factors, war game, mental games that they're playing just so that it's easier to come in. So the reason they're doing this is they're stressing them out mentally. It's a fighting tactic. They're stressing them out mentally, so when it finally happens, they don't even put up a fight. It's just a looming presence. It's all mental war tactics. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977, if you appreciate me. I appreciate you. Oh, yes. And, folks, I'm going to put the ghetto timer. The ghetto timer is going to go to, let's say, at 30. Yeah. All right. How do you look? I know I get a lot of shit for the Juan videos that I put up on FluffTube, but there's a reason why, folks. I can't. You know, I wish I could, but I'm doing a lot of dancing and weaving. All right. Thank you, Charity Stanhope, Heather Critch. Thank you very much. Thank you for the super chats. Very much. When the lights go out on Amazon, it's all about bullying. If your kids are being bullied, cyber bullied, anything like that, have them read this book. They'll laugh their asses off at my expense. They'll be laughing at me, and it'll take a lot of pressure off them. So this is a good book to get them. When the lights go out, if they're dealing with, you know, any teenager that's having a rough time right now, get them the book. It pays dividends, folks. I wrote it for them, troubled teenagers. And then my mama's book. You know, this I hold very dear to my heart because obviously she can't write a book again with her sickness. So it's like this is very special. It's a very special memento to my family. So, and she put it out there for everyone to read. So the Mexican mix on Amazon as well. Please leave an honest review. Folks, morning kick. Get your morning kick with Wah! Chuck Norris. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Because I did. And then look, now I'm reading his ads. I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even shared doing this this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she has more energy than she has ever had. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino. Or by clicking the link below this video, it will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino. And click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old. Oh, wow. And yet has more energy than me. He has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage your body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link below. Click the link below, folks. Get started. Folks, Monday and Wednesday, I will not be here, but I'm going to be putting up videos anyway. I'm going to be doing shows. Folks, I got Jamie. You guys remember Jamie Kennedy? Jamie Kennedy, the Jamie Kennedy experiment. Dude was a hilarious comedian. He was in a lot of 90s movies, I think, early 2000s. What was he in? Harold and Kumar. I just did an awesome podcast with him. I'm calling it the Jamie Kennedy Awakening, folks. The Jamie Kennedy Awakening. And it was a badass podcast. It was a fun podcast. I'm going to air that tomorrow. I'm going to premiere it tomorrow. And it was off the chisel. Yeah. Just remember, you guys remember Jamie Kennedy? Let me see if you guys do. Damn, my eyes are fogging up again. We friends on Facebook, Jamie Kennedy. Oh, he was a king of Malibu. Yeah, the Malibu gangster. Yeah, that's it. Yep. And then he did the Jamie Kennedy experiment. So show him some love on his platform. He's making a comeback in the podcast world. He came on my podcast. It's actually a very good conversation. It's called the Jamie Kennedy Awakening. The Jamie Kennedy Awakening. Folks, I don't know. I'm going to have Gene Ho reached out to me and said, Dave, you talked about Bob Joyce. I can arrange something. I might go out there and see Bob Joyce and decide for myself. I know you all heard Juan say he doesn't think he's Elvis, but I'm going to go look and see for myself if they allow me to. I'm not going to make a big spectacle of it, but, you know, I'm curious. And so if it can be arranged, I gladly accept the offer to go, and I'll go check it out. I'll make a road trip out of it. Would you guys like to see that? Nino with Elvis? Maybe we'll do a duo. Oh, boy. Folks, one of the most monumental interviews I've ever done with Mike King and David Sarnowski. 500,000 indictments proven? Well, you decide. I'll tell you what. It changed my whole perspective on a lot of things here. And I got a lot of confirmation on this interview. So it's on ninoscorner.tv. And I'm going to tell you, this is one interview you do not want to miss. This really put in the final piece of the puzzle for me personally on a lot of things. I got to say, mind-blowing. Is Trump doing a reverse David Copperfield? Basically, are we watching? Now, I know we're watching a show, but is it at the magnitude that's what these men say it are? Folks, I'm starting to believe it is. And they prove it. They back it up. They get on there and prove it with documentation, websites, and things you can look up yourself if you're not lazy and want to do the research. Get to ninoscorner.tv and check it out. And, folks, I might up the price in the next couple months. I haven't decided yet. The tech team's pushing me to do so because usage fees are through the roof. People are binge-watching my stuff, and I pay for it. And it's hard. It's really hard. I'm trying to keep it afloat, to be honest with you, and it's hard. So if you get on there now, you'll be grandfathered in for the $4, 99 cents, $4.99 on ninoscorner.tv. Get over there now. Get started. And you'll be grandfathered in if I decide. I'm going to hold off as long as I can. But the usage fees are kicking my ass. They're kicking my ass. So Mike King, David Sarnowski is going up tonight. You don't want to miss this. I promise you. I promise you. You do not want to miss this podcast. It's stellar. It's revealing. And I'd be really scared if I was the other side. In fact, I would be. It's over. It's over. Thank you, Al Levarone. Hey, Nino, I've been watching you here at the News Corner for years. Never caught a live before. Thanks for all you do. And thank you. All right, folks. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Patriotware.com. Bing! Right there. Right there. There. There it is. Yeah, I got a president's line coming out. The OG line, you got Kennedy, Ben Franklin, Abe Lincoln with sunglasses, a cigarette in their mouth, wearing some gold chains, George Washington with a baseball bat. It looks cool. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. So that's Patriot Wear. Get over there and also check out all the other gear. The other gear is awesome. Kind of goes with my personality. I wear this stuff and I get thumbs up and pats on the ass. A lot. Too bad it's by men. Oh, boy. Ninoscorner.tv. Oh, folks, the contest is still rolling. Rolling, rolling, rolling. The contest is rolling. Nino's contest. It's plural. Karen Co., thank you very much. So Nino's contests at Gmail. First place, $1,500. Second place, $1,000. Third place, $500. Just like, share, and subscribe. You'll get paid. But take a screenshot of it, snapshot it, and put it up in the email. That's the best way we know how to go about this. And whoever does it the most will get paid. That's it. Nino'sCorner.tv is fire as usual. Wano Saban is up there, four videos. Boy, that's a lot. That's a lot. I tried to make some of them YouTube friendly. I couldn't. So just the way it is. So Wano Saban's up there. Gina Phillips is coming on. And I don't want to say much about her on FluffTube because it's pretty she's kind of she's doing her own thing to reverse the MK Ultra stuff. For people that have been abused in those occults. So it's pretty interesting stuff. You all make up your mind on this. She's coming on. She actually does the work on these children. I have Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett's coming back on. I'm going to be talking about Iran, Russia, the whole thing. Scott Bennett, you know him, man. He's a boy. That guy has an extensive, he's a witty, witty guy. Witty guy, extensive vocabulary. I love Scott Bennett, man. He wants to debate Mike Flynn from what I'm hearing. That's someone just told me that in the chat, that Scott Bennett wants to debate Michael Flynn. I like them both. I hate drama. I hate drama, but it is what it is. I got Jason Brashears coming on. He thinks Terrence Howard's full of shit. Now, I don't know if any of you watch this Terrence Howard, he's figured it all out type thing. But I'm always skeptical when someone has all the answers. But I still find him to be a very intelligent man, and I'm gonna watch some more Terrence Howard stuff before I get Jason Brashears on. Jason Brashears believes in the simulation theory, which I'm kind of there with him on that to a degree. I don't never dive into anything with head first or both feet in, but I believe Jason Brashears is onto something. But he's going to be talking about Terrence Howard's theories and how they're. So we'll see. We'll see. Let's hear it out. I'll try to play the devil's advocate, but I kind of agree with Jason on a lot of stuff. Brad Olson's coming on. Destin Nemos. Bo Pony's coming on today. Thank you for the super chat. Bo Pony's coming on today. Tim Cohen's coming on today. In the next couple of days, talking about King Charles. Is he or isn't he the you know who? The Ghost is coming back on. I just got in touch with him yesterday. I had some family issues yesterday, so I'll be bringing him on pretty soon. The Ghost. Kathy O'Brien's coming on. Mind control, how to reverse it. We're going to be talking a lot about what Trump is doing. Folks, right now what you're witnessing is the greatest magic show ever. I'm convinced now. You know what? I'm convinced. It's reverse magic. He's undoing all the programming that these agencies worked on for decades and decades on the American psyche. It's all being undone right now, and it has to be done delicately and surgically. A lot of people are like, why does he just come out and say this, that, blah, blah, blah? Because it has to be done surgically. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Put your hands together for Lucy. Lucy, come on stage, Lucy. Lucy and her stinky Pinocha. All right, folks, ready? Here we go. Coming at you for the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. Oh. All right. I think you guys are going to really like the Jamie Kennedy Awakening tomorrow that I'm going to premiere. I think that's going to be I like the guy. He's a really cool guy. A really nice guy. So, folks, Taiwan's surrounded on the brink of invasion. So what they're doing right now is mental games, basically, what you're seeing. And I've said it 100 times. I've said it 100 times. I believe China will take Taiwan before this year ends. The longer they stay surrounded, the easier it's going to be, because they're just going to fold like cheap tents. So that's what they're doing. They're basically just flexing their muscle. They're running drills over the island. They're never going to know when they strike. it's just going to be mentally exhausting to where the people are like, man, I'm done with this shit. Just come and take us. Let us bend over for you. Hold on. Oh, don't worry about that. You won't feel it anyway. So with the political circus happening here in the States, World War III is escalating to epic proportions. Well, it sure looks like it. China is about to commit a big power move. And I would imagine they're going to do this any day now, is what I would say. The probably, if I had to guess, sometime in the summer, many things are now in warp speed as they fear a Mr. T return. Believe me when I tell you, he's plaguing their dreams, their nightmares. He's the focus of their nightmares. And folks, this interview that I did with Mike King and Sarnowski, big on Nino's Corner, biggest one yet, I feel. Gosh, you guys are going to really like this interview. I am excited to put it up. It's going to be stellar. I'm putting it up tonight. So get over to ninoscorner.tv, get grandfathered in, and get the – I don't know why a lot of you, like, do the monthly, and then I see a lot of you returning, like you stop paying and then you return. The annual, I thought I made the annual pretty cheap. It's pretty cheap, the annual. And it's worth it. You save a lot of money doing the annual. Rosemary Hernandez, thank you. So nobody believes this is going to a fair, you know what. Nobody, you know, I've said this. I bet Cash Patel a steak dinner. It's going to perceivably look like we're going to November, right? It's going to look like that. But look what already is happening. Biden, the Ohio ballot. What? He's not on there? What are you talking about? They're not even, I mean, this doesn't even make sense. Nothing's adding up to November, folks. If you're paying attention, none of this shit adds up. So both sides, in my mind, are preparing for an alternate outcome, some kind of alternate something that's going to come in November. And escalation is continuing across the seas and here in America. I just had Bill Wells on as well. Bill Wells is the mayor of El Cajon. El Cajones. El Cajon in San Diego. He came on sounding the alarm bells. He's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. If not tonight, I'll put him up tomorrow or the next day. But Bill Wells with El Cajon, San Diego. So, folks, breaking. China has completely surrounded Taiwan in all directions, folks. China currently has over 30 ships. 30 ships and 40-plus fighter jets active in training as many of the men suffer from small penis syndrome. So, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier in the U.S. Navy has entered the Philippine Sea. So now we're sending our stuff over there. This is getting, folks, how crazy is this? It's heating up everywhere. Do you remember? I know I have a lot of people that are an older audience. Remember we used to talk about this as kids? And we're living in it right now. Thank you, Jack Herrera. Thanks, man. You're awesome, bro. Thank you. Thank you. Thank Jack Hadetta. So think about this, folks. Remember we used to talk about this as kids? Like, oh, man, once one day we're going to go to Russia, China, Russia, Israel. They're all in it right now. They're all players. What the fuck is going on? We're living in it right now. What we've always talked about as kids. Remember you'd be like on the merry-go-round back in the day when they had fun playgrounds and like, you'd knock out a tooth or whatever, break your head open. We were a lot tougher back then. But still, we used to talk about this. One day, we're going to see fighter jets with Russia and China. And, oh, my gosh, can you imagine when that happens? We're here now. We're there. What? Oh, there might be civil war. We're here. We're here. The borders are wide open. I can't believe the time we're living in right now. Don't you ever just pinch yourself and think, like, how the fuck are we here? How are we here? How is this a reality? I'll tell you what, though. It's exciting. I've always had visions of, like, pulling out a lawn chair with a cold beer, even though I don't drink anymore. Maybe I'll just have a black coffee. A cold beer and, like, watching nuclear bombs go off in the distance. For some reason, obviously, I'm not getting vaporized, but I'm still in my lawn chair, like, well, fuck it. This is what's happening to the world, and I'm going to enjoy watching it. I'm going to be an observer. And folks, if you don't like my morning shows because you think I'm just a little too crazy, you can watch my nightly shows that I'm going to start doing probably pretty soon. I'm a little more toned down. And it's a nice little break from the crazy Nino. If you don't like crazy Nino, get the relaxed Nino. So, China holds Taiwan war games, vows blood of independence forces. So China on Thursday encircled Taiwan with naval vessels and military aircraft in war games as it vowed the blood of independence forces on the self-ruled island would flow. Wow. The 2 days of drills are part of the escalating campaign of intimidation by China that has seen it carry out a series of large-scale military exercises around Taiwan in recent years. The drills come after Laqing. Oh, I don't know how to say this. Laqing Ting Dong Dong and Dang was sworn in as Taiwan's new president this week and made an inauguration speech that China denounced as a confession of independence. Oh, how dare you? We don't want you to be free. As the drills got underway, China's military said they would serve as strong punishment for the separatist acts of Taiwan independence forces. Foreign ministry spokesman Wang Weibin then delivered a warning that included language more commonly used by China propaganda. Okay. Well, let's see what's going to happen here. Taiwan independence forces will be left with their heads broken and blood flowing after colliding against the great trend of China achieving complete unification, Wang told reporters. Okay, Mr. Wang, pull your pants down. Let's see what you got. The United Nations called for all sides to avoid escalation while the United States, Taiwan's strongest ally, and see, this is what scares me. This is what right here where I'm like, I don't know. Taiwan's strongest ally and military backer strongly urged China to act with restraint. Oh, boy, you know where this is going. China, governed by the Communist Party since 1949, claims Taiwan as part of its territory and has vowed to bring the Democratic Island under its rule by force if necessary. Thursday and Friday's drills condemned Joint Sword 2024A involved aircraft and ships surrounding the island to test their combat capabilities. China's People's Liberation Army, PLA, said Taiwan responded by deploying air, ground, and sea forces, with the island's defense ministry vowing to defend freedom. Janine the Queen, thank you. Thank you very much. Ah, oh, thank you. Hey, yo, I like that. Thank you very much. President Lai, he will stand on the front line to defend Taiwan in a speech on Thursday afternoon about directly referring to the ongoing drills. Faced with external challenges and threats, we will continue to defend the value of freedom of democracy. safeguard the peace and stability in the region. Thank you. So the chip maker, the world top chip makers, can flip a kill switch that would, should China invade Taiwan. So there's a switch. So chip makers ASMI and TSMC can disable advanced chip making machines remotely, Bloomberg reports. The move addresses growing fears of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan, a key semiconductor producer. They want to get out of the ball. That's the future right here. Taiwan holds the future. Taiwan. Oh, soon they will be Taiwan. You're not going to be Taiwan forever. You are going to be Taiwan. All right. The China-Taiwan conflict could severely impact the global economy. They want to own it. They want to get ahead of the ball. Two of the world's most important chip companies can flip a kill switch remotely on their most advanced chip-making machines should China invade Taiwan, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday, citing people familiar with the matter. The Netherlands, ASML, Europe's top tech company by market value, supplies advanced machines to chip-making companies. They include Taiwan's TSMC, which produces, by some estimates, 90% of the world's most advanced processor chips. Holy shit. Wow. You know what? Today's a Memorial Weekend, isn't it? Wow. Well, maybe that's why we have a little bit of a low viewership. Well, I don't care. I'm still going anyway. The news of the forced shutdown or kill switch on ASML's chip-making gear comes amid intensifying rivalry between Washington and Beijing and mounting concerns over potential Chinese invasion of Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own territory. Folks, once this happens, you better believe everything goes boom, plummets. That's when I think we're going to have a financial catastrophe right there. Once China makes this move, what's your all's thoughts? Once they commit to a move, once they commit to it, it's financial apocalypse. What do y'all think? Give me your thoughts. I want to know what you all think. That I think that's what it is. I think right there. I think once China makes the move, it's going to be, oh, man. And you know what? Maybe it's this weekend. Maybe they do it on Memorial Weekend. Maybe that's what this is about. I can see it happening, can't you? And then look, and then Biden can use all kinds of excuses for what? He's going to stay. I don't know. I see this being a game changer, a massive game changer. I may have to report on this 3, 4, 5, 6 times this weekend because I got a feeling, I have a hunch that something can go down Memorial Weekend. And I think they would pick this weekend, don't you? Something that's very dear to America, they would pick this weekend to, bam, get us to invade Taiwan. What do you think? I don't know. Mr. T predicted what? Already predicted it? Well, I'm sure he's the David Copperfield, I'm telling you. China is actively arming Putin's war in Ukraine, UK confirms for first time at Z, and Putin cement axis of evil alliance. Fed up patriot. Thank you very much. Oh, I appreciate that. I'm doing my best. So spies tracked lethal aid from China to Russia and into Ukraine. Oh, yeah. Our tax dollars have nothing to do with this. Oh, geez. Oh, well, okay. So they're China to Russia. My bad. China to Russia. He said intel reports were significant development and warned we should be concerned. Shap said it blows open China's claim to be a handbrake on Putin's Ukraine slaughter. He told the London Defense Conference, U.S. and British defense intelligence can reveal that lethal aid is now flowing from China to Russia into Ukraine. We should be concerned about this because it's the earlier days of this war. China would like to present itself as a moderating influence. Spies have long suspected China was arming Putin's forces. Shit. Oh, this is going to get so bad. I don't you look at November like a big question mark, like a big if, like what's the world's going to drastically be different, in my opinion, just in my opinion, by the end of this summer. I think by the end of this summer, I think we're going to be like, what the fuck? That's why I'm going to get all my traveling in probably. I don't know, man. This weekend could be a big one. This weekend could be big. What's your all's thoughts? Check this out. Italy, emergency measures are being implemented around the Phlegrian fields. I don't know what those are. Buildings are being secured against seismic events. What do you mean? They're getting ready for what? And new disaster protection protocols are being designed to enable the evacuation of the red zone if necessary. Numerous experts are calling for Naples to be evacuated. So they're evacuating parts of Italy. Why? What are they expecting? Man, this is getting crazy, folks. This is getting crazy. You're going to Tahoe? Damn, I'm kind of envious. I want to go to Tahoe. You want to take me with you? Win a trip with Nino. All expenses paid on you. You get to hang out with the Nino. And you listen to my Chinese stuff all day long. Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go see Bob Joyce. I think I'm going to do it if they accept me. If they accept me. I'm going to talk to Gene Ho. Gene Ho. Ho. If you're out there, I know you know things. I know you know a lot of things, Gene Ho. Maybe we take a road trip together and you can spill the beans to Nino. Emmer's flagship CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act passes the House of Representatives. It's a huge move, but will it go any further than this? I don't know. Washington, D.C. today, the House of Representatives considered and passed Congressman and Majority Whip Tom Emmer's MN-06 flagship legislation, the CBDC Anti-Surveillance State Act. In a vote of 216 to 192, the House of Representatives passed Emmer's bill that would prohibit the Federal Reserve from issuing a surveillance-style central bank digital currency, CBDC, that could give the federal government the ability to monitor and control individual American spending habits. The ghetto timer has gone off. That means I have a mid-roll, but I try to make my commercials very entertaining, folks, so bear with me. And, folks, I swear to you, you got to try. I've been talking Chinese too long. You got to try Canolidine. I've been taking it, and I've been in a hell of a good mood a lot. You notice I feel better. I look better. I'm not in pain. There's a few things I'm taking for pain, and this is now I've implemented this into my routine. The description box is down below, so you're going to want to hit it. If you suffer from daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we now know about pain relief is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are normal, and we are all searching for effective ways to relieve the pain. And safety is more important than ever. Let's be frank. We all have seen the horrors of the opiate crisis and the fentanyl crisis. You may have been affected personally, and that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he's unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Yes, I am talking about Canolidine, a 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds. As you listen to this, Canolidine has become the go-to pain reliever for hundreds of professional athletes, tens of thousands of seniors, and the official pain reliever choice of the UFC. Clint explains how Canolidine is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins. No wonder I've been in a better mood. That has to be what it is. I've been feeling pretty good. At any age, when taken daily, your body will get to relieving pain. Like if you were in your prime in no time. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I have tried virtually everything, and I have not felt this great in years. And it's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back and my neck all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Canolidine does not make me feel the least bit groggy. I feel great, alert, and ready to take on the day. And the best news is Canolidine has no documented side effects after years in private testing. Hear me when I say this. Canolidine is absolutely the future of pain relief. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how Canolidine is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief in 1/10 the cost of pain pills. It works. But I suggest you do this today, folks, because you can access the only Canolidine product in the world for less than $1 a day. And, folks, it works. But I think you need to get off all the other shit you're on if you're on stuff. Like, I don't know, painkillers or anything. I've been off everything. And, folks, I got to tell you, I'm coming up on 4 years and 5 months sober, the 26th of this month. And I'm going to say this. It's been hard, but it's been very rewarding in the sense that I'm able to enjoy my life. I've had a lot of sad moments. I've had a lot of hard moments with my parents, but I'm feeling life again. I'm not running away to the bar and hiding in a bottle of booze. I'm allowing myself as a fighter to get through this stuff sober. And, for the first 2 years, I was I'm 4 years, 5 months sober from alcohol, but I was still popping pain pills and I was still taking an opiate here and there. And I would sleeping pills and stuff like that. And then not until I quit all that stuff did I really start enjoying my life. And it was hard at first. I mean, you're going to go through a lot of tests. God tests you. Oh, you really want to quit? You really want to get to the other side of the tunnel? You really want to make it? You sure you don't want to turn back and go cry to the booze? I'm telling you, it's a test. But if you stick it out, it's way worth it. It's my life has changed incredibly. And you know, what happens when you go sober is that you start also making other incremental changes in your life that you don't notice until you look back and go, wow, not only did I change alcohol, but I changed the people I was around. I changed the environment, the places. I changed, oh, wow, I stopped taking sleeping pills. Wow, I stopped doing this. I stopped doing that. Now I got to stop the NyQuil. I take a little swig of NyQuil every night, but that's just out of habit. And I already know I'm going to hear it from everybody. That's terrible. You know, I know. Can I have a little bit of something? Well, I'm taking the Canolidine now. I take quite a few things. I take Deer Antler Velvet from Neutronics. What is it called? Neutronics Labs. I take that stuff. I'm just trying to improve on myself. I'm trying to rewire my brain. I'm trying to, I'm doing more meditation. I'm fasting. I like eating less. Eating less to me has been so beneficial. So I don't know. There's things you can do, man, you know, just to better your life. God made us perfect just the way we are is what I believe. I think God made each of us perfect just the way they are, just the way we are. I've had ADD all my life, but that's actually a plus. It's a positive for me. It works for me. I've learned how to make it work for me. So there's a lot of stuff. So I think each of us, we all bear our own cross, right? I won't preach too long, but I'm just saying that I feel like miracles do happen, but you got to initiate the miracle. You got to show God you want it, and you got to tough it out. And a lot of you can't tough it out. A lot of you quit after a couple months or a couple weeks. Life's too hard. I just need a reason to go. But that's how you get tested. God will test you. He'll throw more obstacles in your way. Like, oh, you really want a better life? And then you get to a point where you're like, you don't want it anymore. And you look at the people that are still doing it like lost souls. And it's a really sad thing. And I think about it sometimes, like, can I ever get to a point where I just have a glass of wine with a dinner? And you know what, folks? I could do that. I could easily do that. But I'd be giving in. And I would breach my spiritual contract with God. I made a spiritual contract with him that's personal to me for a period of time. I haven't got to that marker yet where the deal is, you know, I don't want to go into that. But anyway, I don't even know why I did this. I just felt like someone out there needed to hear this. I don't know. All right, folks, let's get into some more news here. Ohio in jeopardy. Ohio is in jeopardy. Joe Biden will not appear on the Ohio ballot in November as of right now. According to the Ohio Secretary of State, the Democratic Party has refused to follow state law requiring both parties to officially nominate their presidents 90 days before an election. Democrats are doing that until 75 days prior. So, and now, since the legislature has adjourned, the law cannot be changed. The Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, cannot make an exception. What the hell is going on? This ought to be very, very interesting. Take care, Rhonda. Peace out. Some GOP senators plan to skip the Mr. T convention. Senate Republicans, not known for being ardent backers of former President Trump, are weighing whether to attend the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this summer or sidestep it fully as he moves closer to a White House return. You know they're scared about that. Four Senate GOP members in the mold: Senate Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Todd Young, Indiana, and Tom Tillis, North Carolina, told The Hill they do not plan on traveling to the convention in July to celebrate what will be a coronation of the ex-president. Five others: Mike Rounds, Susan Collins, Jerry Morin, Rand Paul, indicated they have not decided whether to go at this point. Really? Rand Paul? James Comey predicts Mr. T will be convicted in hush money trial and defends Alvin Bragg bringing the case. Let me tell you something, folks. What you're watching right now is a masterful David Copperfield act by Mr. T. They have to deprogram by untangling everyone's minds. You got to see it all happen to him first. You got to understand this is the big exposing. Tron Master, thank you. This is the big exposing. This is the reverse David Copperfield illusion. He's undoing it all. I'm telling you, folks. You got to get to NinosCorner.tv and watch this. I am so proud of this interview. Former FBI Director James Comey sat for a wide-ranging interview with Dan Abrams on News Nation on Wednesday, where he said he believed former President Donald Trump would be convicted following his hush money trial. Even if he is, trust me. It's magic, 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 magic. It was a disagreement with Abrams, the owner of Mediate, who believed that the trial would result in a hung jury. But not only did Comey believe Trump would be convicted of the charges he accused of, 34 counts of falsifying business records, he said there was zero chance of an acquittal. Comey also defended the decision by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to bring the case after the Department of Justice passed on it. So James Comey is doubling down. We know who James Comey is. Oh, yeah. Boy, is he going to be sorry very soon. A lot of these people are going to be really, 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 really regretful. Oh, boy, but they have no choice. They have to keep doing what they're doing. They have to keep moving forward. Checkers versus chess. Masterful chess is what's being played right now on our side. 13 conservative counties in Oregon approved ballot measures for secession. So for secession vote that would see them join non-woke Idaho as they issue a list of demands. 13 liberal Oregon counties support moving to conservative Idaho. Crook County became latest to approve greater Idaho measures on Tuesday. Supporters want to escape progressive politics and high taxes. 13 fed-up counties in liberal Oregon have voted in support of measures to start negotiations to secede from the state and join conservative Idaho. Man, what a crazy time we're living in, right? Can you ever imagine this? Crook County became the latest to approve the greater Idaho measure following a vote on Tuesday. Wow. Everything's getting shaken up and shook up. China's going to make a move very soon. Benjamin Netanyahu, breaking report. Germany announces intent to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu upon entry following ICC's war crimes charge recommendation. So, developing, a spokesperson confirmed that Germany will arrest Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should he visit in response to war crime allegations from the International Criminal Court. Hey, there's my girl. Hey, yo, hey, I've learned how to make bipolar bear work for me. If only would do the same. James, rest in peace. Wow. Does anybody else auto insurance don't work? Really? Sometimes I like to read. I keep an eye on some of these comments. Hey, everybody give a thumbs up for my moderators, will you? Frisa brings down the house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Comey. Yeah, everyone give some love to my moderators, Harbor and Julie. Harbor and Julie, thank you so much for everything you're doing. You're here every time. And I gotta say, I really appreciate you guys. You kick some ass. Shock report, Boeing. Let's talk about Boeing for a second. Any of you flying this weekend? FAA notice reveals 300 Boeing planes used by American and United Airlines have potentially fatal flaw that may cause jets to explode in the air. And we all need that, don't we? Earlier this year, a new series of Boeing jets were discovered to have a potentially deadly defect. The problem was identified as an electrical fault in the company's 777 jets that could lead to the fuel tanks in the plane's wings igniting and exploding. Let me read that again. The problem was identified as an electrical fault in the company's 777 jets that could lead to the fuel tanks in the plane's wings, igniting and exploding midair. Do any of you want to take that chance? How come with vehicles, they say, oh, it's a recall, take your car back to the dealership, but not with planes? This is crazy. The finding indicates that nearly 300 additional aircraft might be at risk, including jets operating in the United States by United and American Airlines, as stated in a notice by the Federal Aviation Administration. Shit. Man. That means highways are going to be clogged. A lot of traffic. In border news, Indiana beauty queen arrested in Mexican cartel bust that included one of Fed's most wanted fugitives. An Indiana beauty queen, huh? An Indiana beauty queen was swept up in a sweeping drug bust with ties to Mexican cartels that's been years in the making. Glenis Zapata, 34, who was crowned Miss Indiana Latina in 2011, allegedly lost her job as a flight attendant to move drug money from Chicago to the southern states of Mexico, according to a federal indictment. So she's charged with 2 counts of money laundering stemming from, I don't know, like $170,000 cash transport of August 7th, 2019, and at least $140,000 on the separate September 10th, 2019. Zapata was one of the 18 subjects arrested when federal law enforcement took down our main target, Oswaldo Espinosa, who was among the drug enforcement administrators in the DEA. Okay. Zapata, along with her bank tellers, Zapata's sister, Inés Zapata, and Jorgina Bendúez, were the latest to be arrested in the organized crime drug enforcement task force's takedown of Oswaldo Espinosa. Come to El Paso. You'll be talking like that. You'll be hearing people talk like that. I know, David, you're crazy, David. Don't stop it. Don't talk like that anymore. Espinosa is alleged ringleader of the multi-million-dollar Mexico-based drug trafficking ring. The Florida U.S. streets, okay. They always say, okay, just stop it, okay. You stop it. Don't touch me there, David. Ah, David, don't. Okay, do it. Do it. Okay, yes. Cash and cocaine were loaded in the semi-trailer trucks and on planes in the Midwest slash houses, stash houses, okay. you can, no, thank you. El Paso's not bad, folks. I love my city. I love my city. I love it. Orale, David, ¿qué pasó? Maybe it's because I was raised here. I guess you got to be. I was raised on both sides of the border, so to me, it's like, I don't know. I love it. I like El Paso. BuzzFeed share soars as Indiana American Vivek Ramaswamy acquires 7.7% stake. Former Republican presidential candidate and biotech entrepreneur. Vivek Ramaswamy has purchased a minority stake in BuzzFeed. Really? The digital publishing company that shut down its media outlet last year. Ramaswamy acquired 7.7 stake in BuzzFeed, according to the filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission late Tuesday. Ramaswamy said in the filing that he believes BuzzFeed stock is undervalued. He is looking to speak with the company's board and management. don't touch it. Okay, touch it. Don't touch it, David. Okay, touch it. Okay, so AI relies on mass surveillance, warns Signal Boss. The AI tools that crunch numbers, generate text and videos, and find patterns in data rely on mass surveillance and exercise concerned control over our lives. The boss of encrypted messaging app Signal told AFP, do you guys use Signal? Do any of you use Signal? Trump recited his snake parody at his rally. Wow. That means that every time he does something like that, got to listen. There's little nuggets in there. You are a mess, David Nino. Hey, the AI technologies we're talking about today are reliant on mass surveillance, she said. They require huge amounts of data that are the derivatives of this mass surveillance business model that grew out of the 90s in the U.S. and has become the economic engine of the tech industry. Whitaker, who spent years working for Google before helping to organize a staff walkout in 2018 over working conditions, established the AI Now Institute in New York University in 2017. She now campaigns for privacy and rails against the business models built on the extraction of personal data. She has no confidence in the AI industry. Neither do I. We either get ahead of this or we're fucked. Iceberg bigger than Las Vegas breaks off from Antarctic ice shelf, folks. I thought these things are always happening. Aren't they always losing ice shelves? Like, aren't they always cracking and breaking? That's what the world does. It's been changing since the beginning of time. We're here to bring you some quite literally breaking news. An iceberg that's bigger than the city of Las Vegas has broken off the brunt ice shelf at Antarctica. The 380 square kilometer, that's 147 square mile chunk of ice, parted ways with the shelf on the morning of May 20th after a crack that first appeared a few weeks ago gradually turned into a 50 kilometer, 8.7 mile long chasm. It formed a right angle to the existing Halloween crack, appropriately named given it was discovered on October 31st, 2016. Sadly, the new iceberg hasn't been given a similarly spooky name. The newly solo ice is said to be officially named A83, though the British Arctic Survey, BAS, which has been monitoring the break, took to social media to ask people to come up with a slightly more exciting and official moniker. All right, so nuns are getting ready to leave the church. So nuns denounces Pope Francis' break from Catholic Church. 16 Spanish nuns have been announced. They are breaking from the Catholic Church and instead placing themselves under the authority of Pablo de Rojas Sanchez Franco, a self-styled bishop who was excommunicated in 2019. The 16 Poor Clare sisters, part of the Francis Order of St. Clare, were based in the diocese of Burgos and Victoria in northern Spain. The schism comes against the backdrop of conservative anger over the leadership of Pope Francis. In February, 90 Catholic clergymen and scholars wrote a letter to all cardinals and bishops of the Catholic Church urging them to oppose a document approved by the pontiff that allowed priests to bless same-sex couples. Earlier this month, Francis angered many American conservatives by describing efforts to prevent migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexican border as madness. The 16 nuns, led by Sister Isabel of the Trinity, announced that the break from the Catholic authorities in a five-page open letter published on their convent's website. So keep that in mind. I think I have something they can do. I think I have something for you nuns to do. And I have a TV show, a reality TV show ready for some nun action. Nuns looking for love. Hulu's Virgin Island, a dating show for celibates, opens applications. So if any of you celibates out there, I want to get into a reality TV show. If you're looking for love with other virgins, I had a friend that was a virgin. Listen, I had a Mormon friend, I'm not going to say his name, that was a virgin until he was in his 40s. You can imagine. We had a lot of fun with this guy. We used to call him Virgil. Why save yourself for marriage when you could save yourself for reality TV? Hulu is launching a new dating series titled Virgin Island, where stunningly attractive and confident singles who claim to have never had sex seek to change that. The show hails from ITV America, the producers behind Love Island USA and Queer Eye, and Plimsoil Productions' Shark Celebrity Infested Waters, A Real Bug's Life. According to Hulu, Virgin Island will host a bunch of hot virgins at an island resort where they will look for the one. Throughout, they're not going to know what to do with each other. They're going to be like, I don't know. You go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. No, you go first. Oh, gosh. Throughout the 10-episode series, the contestants will go on dates and participate in romantic activities as they prepare to renounce their V-cards per logline, as the cast finds heartfelt connections and explores their varying reasons. Waiting. Jeez, there are reasons for waiting. There will be plenty of unexpected twists, including new arrivals and departures, all culminating in a dramatic finale where burgeoning relationships are put to the test. Applications for Virgin Island are open now for any of you out there. Any of you living with like 13 cats? Dulcer chick, thank you. I don't know. Are you going to watch this? Would you? I would bet you a lot of them are not going to be. I bet you most of them are not going to really be virgins. I mean, how are they going to test that? How are they going to test who's a virgin and who's not? Especially if you're a guy. Oh, I'm not. I'm a virgin. I promise. Maybe I should get on this show. Get Rodriguez on there. The Nino. Sancho, we'd like to come to Virgin Island. I will make it worth your while. That, my friends, will be one hell of a reality TV show. Sancho and 20 virgins. I can see it happening right now. It'll be a very good show. It will turn into something else, believe me. You guys will have to pay to watch it. It won't be free. Sancho and 20 virgins, they will not be free. I will change all of that, believe me. In a major change, college athletes set to be paid directly by schools. The NCAA and major conferences agree to a settlement that would establish a revenue-sharing model for athletes beginning in the fall of 2025. Though many steps remain to finalize the arrangement, the NCAA and its five power conferences completed voting Thursday night to approve a settlement agreement that paves the way for universities to pay athletes directly. Wow. Directly, according to multiple people familiar with the matter, a change that would crush any last notions of amateurism in major college sports. Wow, that's going to change the game. I already feel they're kind of being paid in different ways. All right, folks. What the fuck news? Startup claims they have created an AI head transplant system. Think about that. A head transplant system plans to perform first procedures within the decade. Scientists put their heads together for an insane medical breakthrough. Neuroscience and biomedical engineering startup BrainBridge announced that it has created the AI mechanized system of performing head transplants. A head transplant. You heard that correctly. The procedure would graft a head under the body of a brain-dead donor, maintaining the memories, cognitive abilities, and consciousness of the transplanted individual. Kind of like RoboCop. Man, I don't trust any of this, man. This is scary. Does nobody believe in the soul and like let the body? I mean, what if the biggest liberation is death? What if that's the biggest liberation? Being trapped here forever with an AI head, I think that's part of the trap. I think that's part of Satan's trap. Hashim Al-Akhlaq, the scientist behind the project, said that the research has been evaluated by experts across multiple related fields. The goal of our technology is to push the boundaries of what is possible in medical science and provide innovative solutions for those battling life-threatening conditions. Our technology promises to open doors to life-saving treatments that were unimaginable just a few years ago. Well, you know, if you think about it, if you get an AI head, you probably will look young forever. The rest of your body will age. Be all wrinkly the rest of your body, but you have a young face. I mean, that's kind of already happening, isn't it? People already look plastic. I don't know, man. So I'll be putting videos up on FluffTube here throughout the weekend. I'll try to. I'm doing Bo Pony right now. I got to jump on with Bo Pony. I have Jamie Kennedy coming on this Saturday. I'm going to air him tomorrow. I'm going to premiere it right after this video. I'm going to put it up for tomorrow. Jamie Kennedy Awakening, folks. This is a good one. You're going to enjoy it. He's actually a really down-to-earth good guy. I think it's about an hour-long podcast. It's good podcast. You'll like it. Also, ninoscorner.tv is a place to be. It's a place to be. I'm going to be putting up the, what is it, Sarnowski, David Sarnowski and Mike King, 500,000 indictments up. Folks, wait till you see this one. I am now very much convinced on a lot of things. All right, folks, and the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby, later. Peace out, folks. See you. I'll try to be here Wednesday. I might make it Wednesday, but if not, I'll see you Friday. I'm going to try to make it Wednesday. I'll put some sporadic videos up here, and then ninoscorner.tv, I'll keep uploading. All right, folks, I'm out. Peace.